愿大家平安。
May the peace of the Lord be with you.
请我们来看箴言第四章的二十三节。
Let's refer to Proverbs chapter 4.
箴言第四章二十三节。
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出来的。
Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life.
这个地方说，一生的果效是从心发出来的。
It says that the issue of life, the issue of life is out of our hearts.
我们一生会过什么样的生活是从我们内心来决定的。
So what kind of life that we're going to have, is based on our heart.Our mind.
主耶稣说，善人从他心里的善就发出善来，恶人从他心里的恶就发出恶来。
A righteous person, will show, his, righteousness and goodness. But an evil one, will show his evilness.
所以到最后，我们的生活会是善的，会是恶的，不是从外面来决定，是我们的心来决定。
So whether we live in a righteous life or in the evil life is based on our heart of our mind.
因此前面一句说要保守我们的心胜过保守一切。
Therefore the Bible says that keep your heart with all diligence.
我们最需要注重的是我们自己的心。
So what you look upon is our heart or our mind.
那我们要从圣经来查考几种的心态，那对我们生活的影响。
There are different kinds of the attitudes or the thought that we should have according to the Bible.
首先就是谦卑。
First of all, humility.
什么是谦卑
？So what is the definition of humility?
我们最容易感觉的就是当我们别人称赞我们的时候，我们很客气的推辞。
When somebody else praises us, we may say it humbly, to deny it.
当然这是一种谦卑。
Of course, this is one way to show humility.
但是这个是谦卑一个最简单的一种表现方式。
This is the simplest way to show our humility.
那如果我们把我们的心挖到心里面的最深处谦卑就是神到底在哪里。
If we go really into the deepest part of our heart to analyze what is humility, and the question is, where is God?
到底神在我们心里摆在什么地位？那就决定我们是不是谦卑。
Where do we place the Lord in our heart? Then it decides how much we are humble.
有的人可能在人的面前非常的谦卑。
Some people may be very humble in front of the others.
但是很可能在神的面前，神看起来是张狂夸口，很骄傲。
However, in the eyes of God, he can be very proud or very stuck up.
我们来看一个例子。
Let's study an example.
雅各书第四章。
James.
雅各书的第四章。
The Epistle of James, chapter 4,
13节
verse 13,
第四章13节
chapter 4, verse 13,
说你们有话说，今天明天我们要往某城去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。14节
14,
其实明天如何，你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。15节。
15。
你们只当说，主若愿力，我就可以活着，也可以做这个事或做那个事。16节。
16。
现今你们竟然张狂夸口，凡这样夸口都是恶的。我们看这个是三节。在讲一个做生意的人头脑很聪明，很会计划。
In verse 13, it refers to a merchant, a businessman, is good, in planning.
他计划到哪一个城，而且要在那里预定住一年。
He planned for his destination and how long of his duration.
而且要在那里做买卖得利。
And he's going to, he was going to do a business, to make a profit.
啊，其实我们想起来看，想起来看，我们跟这个生意人差不了多少。
We are actually very similar to this businessman.
好像我们现在年底十一月。
And it's now November.
啊，大概每一个人都开始为2007年开始计划。
Perhaps everybody plans for the year 2007.
我要做什么？开始计划。
So we plan what we're going to do in the coming year.
但是计划有错吗？
Have we ever made any mistake in our planning?
我们仔细看到底这个生意人错在哪里。
So let's take a look of this businessman. How wrong was he?
因为从最后神看来这个结论是不好的。
In conclusion, we can see from the eye of God, this is bad.
因为16节说 16, 你们竟然张狂夸口。
But now you boast in arrogance.
那这个夸口是恶的。
And such boasting is evil.
那这个张狂夸口当然就是没有谦卑。
So the boastings and arrogance mean that this person is not humble.
那这个生意人的计划怎么到最后在神看起来没有谦卑呢？
And how come the plan of this businessman became boasting and arrogance?
啊，原来我们可以发现这个生意人忘记了我们人是在神的掌管之下。
This businessman has simply forgotten that man is in the hands of God.
如果人忘记了我们是在神的掌管之下，那我就变成神了。
If a person has forgotten that he is in the hands of the Lord, and he actually replaces God.
因为我在控制我自己。
Because I am in control.
所以这个生意人觉得第一个生命好像他可以控制的，我明年要住一年了，做买卖。
So this businessman felt that, or at least thought that, his life is in his own control.
那第二个，我要做什么，好像是我自己能计划。
And I also plan for what I'm going to do.
但是十五节告诉我们
，But verse 15 tells that
他说主若愿意，这个是一个大前提。
This is the key. If the Lord will.
什么是主？
So who is the Lord then?
主就是主宰。
The Lord is the one who oversees.
表示在人的上面有一个主宰。
So, above a man, that is God, that's a person who is actually in charge.
圣经说我们是被造的。
We are the creatures.
表面是父母生的，但是这是神造的。
We were born by our parents, but we were created by God.
我们也是神所养的。
We were raised by the Lord.
所以没有神就没有我们。
If without God, then we will not be available.
但是没有我们还有神。
But without us, God still exists.
我们是从神出来的。
We are from God.
神不是从我们出来的。
God is not from us.
所以神是根本。
So God is the original.
我们是从神出来的。
And we were from God.
所以造我们的这个神对我们有一个主权。
The creator is in control.
但是我们常常忘记了。
A lot of time we have simply forgotten.
所以神愿意我们才可以活着。
Therefore, as we just read, if the Lord wills, we shall live.
如果神不愿意我们明天就不是我们的。
If it's not the will of the Lord, we shall not be able to live.
所以这个人很有把握我明年要到哪里去一年。
This man is so confident planning for his activities in the following year.
那在神看起来当然这个就藐视神。是我给你活一年，你才能活一年。
But in the eyes of the Lord, he despises God. Actually, it's God that allowed him to live.
所以应该是神怜悯我们，我们才可以活一年。
So it is the mercy of the Lord that we are to spare our life, that we'll be able to survive for this year.
但这个人不知道，他以为我年轻，我就可以继续活下去。
But this man didn't know that, didn't realize that. He thought that he was young, so he was in control.
那这样。没有把神放在他的计划，放在他心里面，没有尊重神，这个本身就是骄傲。
God has no place in his heart, and he didn't place God in the first position, so he was arrogance.
那神愿意，我们才可以做这个或做那个。
So if the Lord's will, then we can do this or that.
所以这个告诉我们，我们可以计划，但是我们从心里面最深处。要尊重神，求神带领。
We may plan for everything, yet in our heart, we should respect God and honor Him and pending for His guidance.
那如果有任何事情做成，我们每一天能够多活一天，我们都要对神感谢。
So in any success, in our plan, or we can live for another day, we shall be grateful and thankful.
那这个叫做谦卑。
And this is so-called humility.
所以谦卑就是尊重神对我们的主权。
Humility, is to respect God's power and authority.
承认我们在神的面前，我们原来算不了什么。
And to admit that we are nothing in front of Him.
所以我们能够谨守我们的本位 position.
Then we should keep, then we'll be able to keep our position.
好，我们现在看犹大书第六节。
Let's refer to Judah, verse 6.
啊，犹大书的第六节。
Judah, verse 6. The book of Jude, verse 6.
启示录的前面的犹大书第六节。
The book Jude verse 6.
第六节说又有不守本位离开自己住处的天使主用锁链把他们永远的拘留在黑暗里等候大日的审判。这个地方在讲天使。
In here, the author refers to the angels.
这里说不守本位的天使。
The angels who did not keep their proper domain.
然后神就把他锁链锁起来。
And he is reserved in everlasting chains.
那拘留在永远的黑暗等候审判。
And the darkness for the judgment of a great day.
那什么叫做不守本位？
And what does that mean, the angels who did not keep their proper domain?
如果我们看以赛亚书就写得很清楚。
If we refer to Isaiah, we can clearly understand that.
以赛亚书十四章。
Isaiah chapter 14.
十二节。
Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12.
以赛亚书十四章的十二节。
Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12.
明亮之星，早晨之子啊，你竟何从天坠落？你这个功败列国的，何竟被砍倒在地上？十三节
，13，
你曾心里说，我要升到高天，我要高举我的宝座，坐在众星之上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处。十四节
，14，
我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。十五节
，15，
然后你必坠落到阴间，到坑中极深之处。在这个几节的圣经纸里面他说要。提到大概五次的我。
In this few biblical verses, we notice that I was mentioned at least five times.
然后在十四节说，我要至上者同等。
Verse 14 says that I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High.
那这个就是不守本位。
This is the angels who did not keep in his position.
因为人有人的位置。
Every man has his own position.
天使有天使的位置。
And the angels have their positions.
神有神的位置。
God has his position.
你到一个公司里面，你是什么位置，其实都摆得很清楚。
So in the company, there are different positions.
那在整个神创造的万物当中，这个位置讲得很清楚。
And among God's creations, all the positions are mentioned in greater details.
神让亚当他来命所有的动物。
God, Adam was asked to name all the animals.
然后这个世界给他的管理。
And the world was given to him to rule over.
所以这个是人的位置，人在管理这个世界。
So man rules over the entire world.
但是神告诉亚当，善恶树上果子你不可以吃。
But God forbade Adam to eat the fruit of good and evil.
你吃的日子你就死。
And if the day you eat the fruit, you will surely die.
那这个就是表示神在人的上面。
It tells that God is above man.
你要尊重神，你就可以住在伊甸园跟神同在。
If you obey God, then you will be able to live in the Garden of Eden.
你如果不愿意尊重神，那你就出去。
If you refuse to honor God, then you will be cast out.
所以人有一个位置。
So man has his position.
因此所谓谦卑就是谨守我们做人的这个位置。
So humility means that to keep your position.
啊，这个叫做谦卑。
This is so-called humility.
啊，这是人在神的下面。
So man, is under God.
那为什么人一定要守住这个位置呢？
Why man, a man has to keep his position?
啊，简单的说，因为神太伟大，人太渺小。
Simply speaking that God is so great and man is so minute.
我们看一段圣经，以赛亚书40章。
Let's refer to Isaiah chapter 40.
啊，以赛亚书的40章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
从十二节一直到十七节
，verse 12 to 17，
以赛亚书四十章的十二节
，Isaiah chapter 40 verse 12，
这里说谁曾用手心量珠水，用虎口量苍天呢？啊，用升斗盛大地的尘土，用秤称山岭，用啊三天平啊平冈的零呢？这是一个问题，要让我们来想。
All these are questions for us to ponder.
啊，是谁呢
？Who？
啊，当然这人做不出来的。
Of course, man can never accomplish.
这个世界的创造是人没有办法去衡量的。
Man can never evaluate the creation of this world.
哦，那十三节。
13。
谁曾度测神的心，或做他的谋士，指教他呢
？And who has directed the spirit of the Lord? Who has counseled and taught him?
你看，每一个总统都有参谋。
Every president has his own counselors.
这个大的公司都有顾问。
And in the big companies, there are consultants.
那神创这么伟大的创造，到底谁做他的谋士呢
？And who are the counselors of God?
结论是没有。
There's no counselor.
没有一个人能够做神的谋士。
No one can become the counselor of God.
啊，来看十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
他与谁商议？谁教导他？曾将公平的路指示他，又将知识教训他，将通达的道指教他呢？那谁曾经教过神呢？
Did he take counsel or who instructed him?
每一个人都曾经被教过。
All men were once taught.
但是有哪一个人教过神呢
？Did anyone ever teach God or instruct God？
答案是没有。
That's none.
啊，所以在神看起来，十五节。
In the eyes of God, therefore, verse 15.
万民都像水桶的一滴。
Behold, the nation are as a drop in a bucket.
什么叫水桶的一滴
？What does that mean? A drop in a bucket.
这一滴算不了什么。
A drop is so minute.
多也没有多什么，少也没有少什么。
It doesn't make any difference.
又如天平上的微尘。
And are counted as a small dust on the balance.
也就是说起不了作用的。
It makes no effect.
你这个天平一个微尘，这个不会指针不会动，起不了作用。
There's a small dust on the balance. We have no impact.
啊，他举起众海岛，好像极微之物，神很伟大，海岛在他来讲要拿起来是小事情。
Look, he lifts up the isles. A very little thing.
啊，所以十七节。
Therefore, 17.
万民在他的面前好像虚无，被他看为不及。啊，虚无乃是虚空。
So all nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted by him less than nothing and worthless.
所以我们在神的面前好像没有一样。
So in front of God, we are actually nothing.
啊，因此我们认识神的伟大跟自己的渺小，我们人才不会啊超越自己的本位。
So we ought to understand the greatness of the Lord, then we will not go beyond our position.
就是人是人的，我们不敢把自己坐在神的位置上。
Man is man, and we dare not to ascend ourselves into the same position of God.
那这个叫做谦卑。
This is also called humility.
哦，但是不简单呐。
It's not so easy.
啊，虽然人是人，人常常啊要坐在神的位置上。
Although man is man, yet man always like to sit in God's position.
我们看，哎呀，耶利米书第九章。
Let's refer to Jeremiah.
啊，耶利米书的第九章。
Jeremiah chapter 9.
啊，二十三节。
Verse 23.
耶利米书第九章的二十三节。
Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23.
啊，神如此说：智慧人不要因为他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因为他的勇力夸口，财主不要因为他的财物夸口。二十四节
，24，
夸口却因着他有聪明认识我是神，又知道我喜悦在地上施行公平、慈爱和公义，以此夸口，这是神说的。这里提到人有三件事情会夸口。
There are three things that man will boast.
什么是夸口
What does that mean, boasting?
就是当我们觉得比别人还高的时候，这我们再把它讲出来，这个就是夸口。
When we feel that we are more superior or better than the others, then we started to boast.
所以当一个人开始夸口的时候，他已经把自己抬到神的地位。
So、when the person starts to boast, he actually ascends himself to God's position.
如果今天我们真的看到了神，
if we truly see God nowadays,
有哪一个人敢夸口什么？
And who dare to boast?
你看到这么伟大的神，我们像一地尘土一样，有哪一个人敢夸口？
If you see the mighty God, and we are just like dust.
今天太多人夸口。
There are too many people boasting nowadays.
在神面前就是没有谦卑。
So in the eyes of God, they are not humble.
就超越他的本位。
Which means that the man go beyond his position.
这里说，智慧人不要因着他的智慧夸口。
Therefore, the Bible says that let not the wise man glory in his wisdom.
智慧人，以现在来讲，应该是有智慧书读的比较多。
A wise man could be those who are highly educated.
因为我们不论知道多少。
No matter how much do we know.
在神的面前，我们还是等于不知道。
In the eyes of God, we still do not know anything.
因为神所创造的太多。
There are so many creations.
一个博士学位又算什么？
But a PhD is nothing.
你在图书馆绕一圈三分钟。
If you walk around a library for 3 minutes.
里面的书要读完，你坐在那里都不要吃饭了，30年你读不完。
If you try to read through to browse through every book, it might take you more than 3 decades.
所以知识有多少？
So what is the knowledge there?
人能够懂多少？
How much can you know?
所以人能够夸口什么？
So what a person can boast of?
所以人会夸口就等于他抬自己向
上。So if a person dares to boast, it means that he tried to ascend himself to God's position.
现在没有勇力，不要因着他勇力夸口。
Let not the mighty man glory in his might.
这个可以比较讲能力，一个人办事能力强。
A person is very capable.
办事能力强，当然人在公司里面就会往上升。
A capable person will be able will have a higher position in the office.
但是这个也不能夸口。
And still he cannot boast.
因为人实在是很渺小。
A man is nothing.
It's
so minute. 当然，
财主也不要因为他财务夸口。
And of course, not a man should boast of his riches.
我们搭飞机要下降的时候。
Sometimes we take a plane when it's about to descend.
你要看到满山头都是房子。
You can see houses all over.
那个山头房子最贵了。
The houses built on the mountains, they are the most expensive ones.
可能你一生奋斗，连一个房子都赚不起来。
Perhaps throughout your entire life, you may not even be able to buy a house built on that mountain.
回去一看很高啊，那只是一个山头。
It's just one mountain.
所以人因为地上的一点财物夸口，这个就是忘记了我们是人。
So if a person boasts for his riches, it's not a humble person in the eyes of God.
所以我们在这个世界上所谓的谦卑啊，就是我们高举神。
So humility means that we uplift God.
在神的面前，我们觉得自己算不了什么。
In the eyes of God, we are nothing.
从心里面愿意来尊重他，荣耀他。
And from the inner heart, we respect Him and honor God.
先看撒母耳记上十五章。
Let's refer to 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上的十五章。
1 Samuel chapter 15.
十五章的第一节，撒母耳对扫罗说：“神差遣我高你为王，治理他的百姓。”
第一节，
撒母耳记上十五章第一节。
Verse one。
所以你应当听从神的话。这个第一节在讲什么
？So what did verse one try to tell us？
在讲扫罗的本位。
It tells what is the position of Saul。
说我高你为王，治理百姓。
So tell us what Saul's position is. The Lord sent me to anoint you king over his people.
所以他在万人之上。
Saul is among the nation.
全国都在。
Is above the nation.
全国都在下面。
And everyone listen to him.
但是你要听从神的话。
But now therefore heed the voice of the words of the Lord.
你的上面有一个神。
That is God above you.
好，那这个关系讲完了。
So after Samuel has instructed Saul about the relationship between God and him.
第二个就给他一个工作去做。
And secondly, he was given an assignment.
就是要把亚玛利人全部都杀掉。
And to kill the Amalekites.
那第三节特别说。
Verse 3.
灭尽所有不可怜惜他们男女孩童吃奶牛羊骆驼全部都要杀掉。
Now go and attack Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and do not spare them.
这个是神说的。
This is the instruction of God.
是比他高那个神说的。
It's the God above him.
但是这个扫罗去做事情的时候。
But when Saul tried to carry out the order.
我们看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
他就生擒了亚玛利王亚甲用刀杀尽亚玛利的众民。
He also took Agag, king of Amalek, the king of the Amalekites alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword.
第九节。
Verse 9.
扫罗百姓却怜恤亚甲也爱惜上好的牛羊牛犊羊羔却一件美物不肯灭绝。
But Saul and the people spare Agag and the best of the sheep and oxen, the fatling and the lamb, that all that was good.
所以当这个扫罗把个人的喜好取代了神要叫他做的时候，他已经把自己抬到跟神一样。
So when Saul did things in his own will, he actually replaced God.
因为谦卑是从敬畏神来的。
So humility is from fearing of God.
你知道神很伟大，所以你很尊敬他，因此你很谦卑。
You know God is so great, you respect him and honor him.
但是当一个人对神的话打折扣的时候，就表示他对神不够敬畏。
But when a person twisted the word of God and he didn't honor God anymore.
那就是表示他已经跟神同等。
He tried to be in the same position as God.
那现在神怎么说呢？
Then how did God respond?
我们看撒母耳记上十五章。
Let's refer again to 1 Samuel chapter 15.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
撒母耳说神喜悦燔祭平安祭其喜悦人听从他的话呢听命胜于献祭顺从胜于公羊的自由。二十三节。
23.
悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等顽梗的罪与拜虚神的偶像的罪相同。我们可以知道说这个行邪术拜偶像这个罪很严重的。
We know that, the witchcraft, and it is considered a very serious sin.
所以我们信主久的大部分人都不会去行邪术拜偶像。
Most of our members, who have been converted for years, do not practice witchcraft or worshipping idols.
我们对这个非常敏感。
We are very sensitive to those things.
神是忌邪的神。
We know that God dislikes evilness.
但是前面说听命胜过献祭。
And to obey is better than sacrifice.
顺从胜于公羊的自由。
And to heed than the fat of rams.
那如果悖逆还有顽梗这个罪跟行邪术拜偶像就非常严重了。
For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry.
所以听命顺从这就是在神面前的谦卑悖逆顽梗就是在神面前的骄傲。
So obeying the voice of the Lord is actually a humility. But the rebellion and stubbornness are the same as worshipping idols.
所以有时候我们要在神面前服侍神非常重要就是一定要了解神要我们做什么。
So when we serve in front of the Lord, we ought to understand what God expects us to do.
因为在教会里面做圣工是在服侍神。
In the church, in the church, doing the sacred work is to serve the Lord.
这个是一个非常有福气的工作。
It is a blessed work.
但是我们能不能服侍神服侍得很久呢
？Can we serve the Lord for a long time？
这要看在我们心里面神的地位在哪里。
It's actually up to us. Where do we place God in our heart？
你看摩西服侍神从八十岁一直到他死为止。
Moses served the Lord since the age 80 years old until the day he died。
保罗服侍神从神拣选他一直到他离世为止。
Paul also served the Lord since the day he was chosen until he was called back.
我们从这两个人身上都发现了一个特色。
We can discover some significance from these two people.
就是他们在神面前存着敬畏的心。
They all fear God and very humble.
真的了解自己的本位。
They truly understood their positions.
从心里面顺服神。
And from the inner heart, they submit to the Lord.
尊神为大。
And they honor God.
这个是我们今天要在神面前服侍一个非常重要的操练。
This is the important training that we will all go through.
哦，就是听命顺从。
And listen to the obey and submit.
这样才是真正的谦卑。
This considered as the true humility.
我们来看弥迦书的第六章。
Let's refer to the book of Micah.
弥迦书的第六章。
Micah chapter 6.
弥迦书第六章
chapter 6
的第八节
chapter 6 verse 8
第六章第八节
chapter 6 verse 8 of Micah
世人啊神已经指示你何为善他向你所要的是什么呢这个弥迦先知告诉以色列百姓神向你所要的是什么呢
and prophet Micah asked them and what does the Lord require of you?
因为当时的世代这个信仰已经退步到最后他们只有两件事情觉得他们需要做。
In those days, the faith are so backwards, the only two things God still expects them to do.
就他们以为神要这样做。
They thought what God expects them to do.
一个就是守节一个就是献祭。
To keep all the festivals and to sacrifice.
只要我守节献祭我就是很好神的选民。
If I keep those two things, then I am a good, chosen one.
但是他整个生活里面发现已经没有神了。
But in the entire life, God has no position.
那个信仰的实质已经没有了。
And they lost the reality of faith.
所以弥迦先知告诉他们神向你所要是什么呢
So Prophet Micah told them, what does the Lord require of you?
今天我们信主这么久到底神向我们要什么
So as a member, what does God require of us?
那有的信徒觉得就是聚会奉献十一捐。
Some member may say that, well, attending the church services, and also contribution.
只要我聚会都到我十一捐都献那我差不多了。
As long as I attend all the services, and I contribute tithe, I'm good enough.
不过聚会奉献这个很好很重要。
Of course, attending services and contribution, those are important.
但是如果我们的信仰到最后只剩下这两件事情这个就已经有问题。
If we in our faith are only into these two practices, then that is a problem.
那到底神向我们要什么
So what does the Lord require of us?
第一个就是行公义。
Firstly, to do justly.
就是我们所做所向所做的一切在神面前必须是对的这个叫做公义。
So we have to do everything in the eyes of God, are good.
也就是主耶稣讲所以先求神的国神的义。
To seek for the righteousness and the kingdom of God.
这是对自己的要求。
This is our requirement.
那对我们的周围的人呢
?And to the people who are among us.
要有怜悯的心。
And we should show love and mercy.
好像主耶稣一样。
Just like Jesus Christ.
好那跟神呢之间的关系
?And then what kind of a relationship between God and us?
要与神同行。
And to walk humbly with him.
这个是人生一个最高的境界与神同行。
There's a higher thing that we should do is to walk humbly with God.
那要与神同行的条件是什么
?Then what are the requirements?
就是要谦卑。
Is to be humble.
谦卑才能够与神同行。
So, if a humble person will be able to walk with God.
我先来看两个例子。
Let's study two examples.
创世纪的第五章。
Genesis chapter 5.
创世纪的第五章。
Genesis chapter 5.
22章。
Verse 22.
这说以诺生马图撒拉之后与神同行三百年并且生养儿女。
And after he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and begot sons and daughters.
创世纪第五章的第一节一直到二十节记载都死了。
From chapter 5 of Genesis verse 1, to verse 20 records that, records, who were born and died.
为什么圣经要记载都死了
?Why the Bibles are recorded they are all dead?
表示人类活到第五章就没有希望了。
As we can see, man lives up to the chapter 5, they have no hope.
但是到第二十四节。
But as we read from verse 24 onwards,
以诺没有经过死神直接把他升到天上。
Enoch didn't go to death, and he was ascended to heavens by God.
所以竟然有一个人不会死。
There's one person didn't go through that.
那为什么大家都死他不会死？
Why everybody understood that he didn't go through death?
他跟神同行。
And he walked with God.
所以这个是我们一个谦卑的果效。
This is the result of a humble man.
就是天天很注重神要我们做什么，这样来生活，这个叫做与神同行。
He looked upon what God has instructed him to do and walked with the Lord closely.
那这样到最后就是你可以得到生命永生。
Then he will be able to gain the eternal life.
那到了第六章又记载另外一个人。
In chapter 6, there's another person recorded.
我们看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
第六章第八节。
Chapter 6, verse 8.
唯有挪亚在神眼前蒙恩。
But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
这里说挪亚在神面前蒙恩。
Again, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
唯有，就表示只有他了。
But Noah, Noah is the only person.
为什么？
And what's the reason?
那他蒙什么恩？
What kind of grace did he receive?
那如果从十三节后面我们就知道挪亚当时世代人全部都被毁掉。
If we read from verse 13 onwards, we knew that during his generation, every man was destroyed.
因为都败坏了。
Because due to the corruption.
但是挪亚跟神同行。
But Noah walked with the Lord.
他要过一个神觉得对的生活。
He lived in the life in accordance to the Lord.
所以挪亚是一个义人。
So Noah was a righteous man.
因为他与神同行。
He walked with the Lord.
所以挪亚在当时的世代一定是很孤单。
So during his time, Noah was very lonely.
因为当时的人所想都是恶，所做的都是恶。
Because man was so corrupted, they did all kind of evil things.
那只有你一个不去做恶。
You are the only person, you are the only exceptional.
你一定很孤单。
Of course, Noah was very lonely.
但是虽然他从人的眼光他很孤单，但是他不孤单，神跟他在一起。
So in the eyes of man, he was a lonely person. In the eyes of God, he is not lonely.
所以有时候我们发现做基督徒很孤单。
Sometimes we may even feel that to be a Christian is very lonely.
我想一想，到底我们正常不正常？
Do we live in a normal life or not?
有一个信徒啊，信主以后他打电话给我。
A member after his conversion call me.
我如果照圣经这样一直改变了，我到最后我不晓得我是不是正常。
If I try to follow the Bible's instruction at the end, I don't know whether I am a normal person.
因为你整个生活方式，你的想法跟圣经，你就跟世界差很多。
If you follow everything from the Bible, then you'll be very, very unique from the world.
但你就会发现很孤单。
And you become very lonely.
但这个叫做与神同行。
This is actually the person who walks with the Lord, walking with the Lord.
这个叫谦卑，对神的尊敬。
This is so-called humility, since you respect and honor God.
那这个是我们从神得福气的一个关键。
And this is the key that we receive grace from the Lord.
所以谦卑就是跟神同行。
So humility means walking with the Lord.
会得恩典，会得生命。
He will gain life and grace.
这非常的重要。
It is indeed essential.
好，我们现在来看最后一节。
Let's refer to another verse.
箴言二十二章。
Proverbs chapter 22.
箴言二十二章的第四节。
Verse 4. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 4.
二十二章的第四节。
Proverbs chapter 22, verse 4.
这里说，敬畏神的心存谦卑，就得富有尊荣，生命为赏赐。
By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life.
什么是富有？
So what's the meaning of riches?
我们生活中充满神的恩典。
Our life is full of the grace and the mercy of the Lord.
什么是尊荣？
What's the meaning of honor?
被神被人尊重。
To be honored by God and man.
一个人如果真的谦卑，人会尊重他。
If a real humble person will be respected by the others.
人会受感动。
And the others will also be touched.
那他就尊重，他就有尊荣。
Then he has honor.
那谦卑的人到最后蒙神赏赐。
And also a humble person will be gifted by the Lord.
所以
will be rewarded by the Lord.
他会有尊荣。
And he will have honor.
但是败坏之前人心骄傲。
Before a person is corrupted, he becomes so proud.
所以骄傲到最后就是败坏。
So pride results corruption.
那就没有尊荣。
Then he will have no honor.
那第三个就是生命。
Thirdly is life.
特别是永生。
It refers to the eternal life.
所以如果我们生命要充满神的恩典。
If we want our life to be full of God's grace,
被神被人尊重,
and to be honored by the others,
有永生,
and also eternal life,
请问要怎么做?
Then what shall we do then?
要敬畏神, 谦卑,
we have to fear God and to be humble,
从心里面开始做,
and from our inner heart.
我们人生的结论就是好的。
Then we will have a good life in the end.
唱诗,
blessing Him.